Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Kim Milton. This is Rick from Austin, Missouri. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. Sorry, it took me a bit. As soon as I was about to dial your number, a call came up.
Oh, no, you didn't take long at all. You're totally fine.
Thank you. Okay, so let's start from where we left off. You were telling me about your idea, yeah?
Yeah. Well, and so that's where I'm kind of like, I'm stuck in the sense of like, it's a good idea, and looking at the app store market mm-hmm. and doing some research, there is not really anything that really falls into the category and or within there. So I do think it's a good idea. The piece is, I don't know at what point it's like, yes, let's go ahead with app development, or is it still, like, how much of the, I guess that's what I'm thinking, like, how much of the framework has to be, like, really considered before it's, like, developing an app, if that makes sense.
Well, Kim, got this, actually. If you ask an agency to tell your price, that's the last thing they can tell you. Because first, what we do is we talk about the idea, we talk about the features, functionalities, we would see how much time we have to invest, what type of language we will work on, okay, what type of skills that we will use, okay? And only then we can come up with some codes. Because what we do is we do custom apps. Okay, every client has their own idea, and every idea is different from the other, and we customize our resources on every project, and we provide them customized solutions and prices and everything. So it's not like that we are selling our own product as a software where we just do some twists and twerks, and then we send it to you guys to use it, and we charge you a monthly subscription or something like that. So for this one, right? For this one, everything is developed and designed and built from scratch. So we have to brainstorm our minds together, and we have to sit down, discuss the whole idea, and see where from what the designs will look like, how the development will look like, and everything. Okay, so let me just go ahead and get out, pick the chart from where we left, actually. So you said
So most people are coming to you really kind of in this phase of, like, just having the initial idea and, like, wanting to explore it. Like, that's commonly where people are at when we're reaching out. Is that right?
Yeah, well, majority, 90% of the clientele will come up with an idea. Some will come up like they will tell us that they had a dream, and that's why they are reaching us. So we get every type of client. Okay. There are some clients who have been working for 3 years, but they were not able to get a reputable company or someone who can understand their idea better. Okay. Some are those who just got an idea. Some have been working for very long, and some just tell us that they got this idea from God. So there are all type of clients. But what we do is every project, doesn't matter, small, big, okay, even if it is for an individual or for an enterprise, every project is very worthful for us, because you guys represent a portfolio, okay? It doesn't matter it is for $1 million or $10,000, okay? We will do our best work. We will provide you good quality, better prices, and make sure that we can put you guys up on a portfolio, and we can attract other clients who come up on our website, and when they see our portfolio, they would know, okay, this is a great project they guys have developed. So, yeah, I'm looking for something similar, so let's work with them.
Sure.
Got you?
No,
okay. So, great. Thank you. So, yeah, it's really one central theme, but I would like features such as, you told me, daily reminders, interactive quiz assessment, mini courses, and scripts. So this is it. That what you're looking for. That's it.
Well, no. So what I'm looking for is, so there has been a pretty consistent theme where individuals have really struggled with boundaries, right? And like setting boundaries or even knowing what they are. And then sometimes once they've decided what their boundaries are, then, you know, really actually continuing through with maintaining those boundaries, sometimes needing that little extra like reminder or validation or, you know, encouraging words, as it were. And sometimes you might go to friends or family, and sometimes your friends and family, they are not the greatest, and they might invalidate you, right? So the whole concept was around kind of what I had mentioned about the Instagram page, in the sense of wanting to have a place where it's truly focusing on boundaries. So if somebody's struggling with setting them, they can find that validation within the app. If they're struggling with even knowing what they are, they can figure those out throughout the app, right? And that's where kind of that quiz mini course piece came from. So there is like that central theme, and then having those kind of daily boosts, almost similar to what is on the Instagram page, in the sense of like they're just kind of daily reminders and daily boosts. But then having this be more interactive, I guess. Oh, are you there?
Oh, can you hear me?
Oh, now I can.
Okay. Yeah, so I was saying that I will actually let you know a type of an app flow, how the points that you have mentioned will work in an app. Okay, let's just try to paint a canvas in our heads how the application will work. So there will be, of course, a splash screen or a welcome screen where your company logo or application logo will appear whenever a user will open the application. Okay, it can be used for advertisement purposes. You can change whatever you want to put up on the welcome screen or as a splash logo. Then there goes a login screen or a sign up where your users can log in or sign up, providing their information. If this is something that you want to use, or if you want the application to be open for all general users, this is your choice, whatever or however you want it to look like or work like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if you choose for onboarding users, then a new user will have to go through a process in setting up their profile where they provide their information. And they choose from the selected areas of interest or goals for self-improvement, for example, mindfulness, productivity, and fitness. Once the profile is completed, there is a user dashboard that appears. And what does a dashboard would have? What options this type of a dashboard would have? There will be content, personalized feed, recommended content based on users' interest that they chose while creating their profile.
Mm-hmm.
And they can access various features and content, like they can scroll between interactive quiz and assessments. They can choose mini courses from the dashboards. They can go to the script section, and if there are any daily reminders they have.
Yeah. No, I think that makes a lot of sense where it would be picking and so forth, because I think the whole point of what I'm thinking for this app is having a place where, you know, it's like if you want advice for something, you know who your people are to go to, right? If you wanted to find out about something, you might not ask a certain person because you might know how their stance is, right? Or they might give you a pretty biased response. So I think that's where the focus is the app is all about validating and having people also be reminded that they can set those boundaries. So the daily feature is pretty important as well, because I think that's the part where maybe a boundary that somebody's not thinking about or didn't even consider, maybe somebody is stepping over. They get the mm-hmm. daily reminder or the daily quote or whatever the case may be, and it kind of prompts them to explore a little bit further, you know, mm-hmm. where they're at with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that makes sense. And so how do you want to use the sections that you said in the chat? Like if we would want to write them as some tabs on the application or sidebar options, or you don't want these this stuff like community and support. The app can include features for users to connect with community of like-minded individuals for support, encouragement, and sharing experiences. Users can participate in discussions, ask questions, and provide feedback to others. And we can also add another option is if we would know any like discussion centers are put up or anything is happening. So users can actually would know anything happening near their area, so a GPS tracker can track it.
Oh, wow. Kind of cool. Well, I think a little bit of both, right? So it's a sidebar option so people can explore on their own.
A sidebar option is good because it hides. It only opens up when we can leave like a three-line option that is on the side, okay, or an asterisk bar over there. If you click on the side, a sidebar slides open, and you can scroll through these options.
Yes, I like the like clean look of things.
Got it. Okay. And then
I thought the resource part was cool.
Thank you. Okay, then there is like scripts. You mentioned a script. Users can access pre-written scripts or templates for common scenarios or situations they may encounter in daily life, for example, public speaking, conflict resolution, or goal setting. And scripts, there are some other options you have in your mind. I have two options. This was one. The other scripts are categorized based on different contexts, for example, work, relationships, self-care, and are customizable to fit the user's specific needs. Well, you know what, Kim? There is always an algorithm that we develop, okay? Once the client is creating their profile, okay? The algorithm work behind the application, okay? And whatever the functions and features and the questionnaire your user has filled out and given us the answers, artificial intelligence will work along with our algorithm, and it will choose specific scripts and community support and everything is specified to the information user has provided.
Yes, because the scripts are more for, like, if you're trying to set a boundary and someone keeps pushing back on it, or, you know, someone's like, no, it's fine, we can do that, whatever. That's where I was saying the scripts, in the sense that someone could go into the app and be like, help, you know, this person is not listening to me or they're not hearing my boundary. What could I say to, like, make sure it's, like, very clear and concise? And I think that came very much from, like, you know, helping people like create text or, you know, putting things into a very, you know, direct statement. So I think it's helpful for people. So yes, having that integration with AI could be really cool.
Mhm. Okay. And you also mentioned a part like mini courses.
Yeah, that I don't know that yet, but it kind of goes along with that quiz and assessment piece where, like, if someone were to take one and realize that they perhaps don't have strong, you know, boundaries around work, mm-hmm. then kind of exploring a smaller course that maybe is developed by myself, maybe developed by other clinicians to help, you know, reinforce some of those work boundaries mm-hmm. and, like, how do you do that and what could you say and so forth. Mm-hmm. So they kind of all intertwine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, just give me a minute, okay? Hello? Okay, sorry. Actually, there was another meeting. One of my teammates had a schedule for my Zoom meeting, and they asked me to start the meeting for them because I was the host. So I just had to start the meeting and leave real quick. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry about it. So we were on mini courses. Okay. The mini courses mm-hmm. section offers a selection of short, focused courses on various topics related to personal development. Is this something you would need in this section?
What was that? Tell me that again.
Okay. The mini courses section offers a collection of short, focused courses on various topics related to personal development. Like, users can browse through course categories, view course descriptions, and enroll in courses of interest. Each mini course consists of modules or lessons with interactive content, quizzes, and practical exercises.
Yeah.
Okay. And you will take these courses. You will put up these exams, right?
Oh, I will develop them because they need to be centered around boundaries.
Mm-hmm. And before this one, there was another option. You wrote interactive quiz assessment.
Mm-hmm.
So, interactive quiz assessment is... Users have access to interactive quizzes or assessments designed to gauge their current level of knowledge or skill in specific areas. We can use this section to know about our user who is using this application about their knowledge, level of knowledge, or their skills in specific areas. And upon completion of a quiz, users receive personalized recommendations for further learning or improvement, and that's how the algorithm will work. And algorithm will show them the courses which will help them groom and grow. So the most relevant course for them will come up on top automatically. Do you want this section to work like this, or you have some other ideas?
I think the way I was thinking about the quiz or the assessment is more just like a quick education tool
mm-hmm.
someone could take initially to kind of already get an idea as to where they have their strengths, where they have their weaknesses within boundaries. And
mm-hmm.
then that's how are more tailored towards them.
Sure, okay. They can take a quiz and they would know about themselves. But what will the app owner or you guys will take help from the information that they have provided? Because I believe end of the day, the application that we are trying to develop is actually a sort of life coaching app. Help people groom in their life, right? So if a user is providing us an information, I think that we should make most of it. Like if I'm giving you information, let's talk about, forget what we have spoken till now. Like I'm sharing something with you, okay? Anything, a trouble that I'm having with my siblings, for example, with my brother or sister, and I told you that this was a situation, and I did this, and they did this. Now you are getting information, and you will make a judgment according to the information that I am providing you, right? And you can tell me that I was a bit immature, and I took some unuseful decisions, which I would have not taken at that moment. I could have waited, and I could have been more calm in that situation. So, or you can tell me that, yeah, I was right, and I did the right thing, and from now onwards, I'm supposed to do this one. Whatever the information I'm providing you, you are taking this knowledge, and you are then providing me some answers that will help me to actually understand how I'm supposed to make my moves if a similar situation happens in my life. Now, with this interactive quiz and assessment, I think that what we can do is we can ask certain questions from our users, a normal like Inky Pinky Ponky or multiple answers, and they just have to check one, or they can actually tell us that from a scale, they can mark their answers through a scale from 0 to 10, what do you think that XYZ will happen, okay? And they can tell us that they think they will act 0 on it, or they think they will act on 10 on it, okay? So there are a lot of different things that can happen in this interactive quiz assessment, and whatever the information a user is providing, we can collect the information of that user, and according to that information, we can provide them some mini courses, which will help them actually groom, because someone can be a bit of an emotional type of a guy, okay, or a bit short-tempered. Someone can be too lousy and not interested in their life matters, and they're like, whatever happens may happen, let it be, and they are not taking control of their life, okay? So what this app can do is it can actually help both type of people who are too aggressive with their actions to tell them that, okay, you need to calm down, and those people who are actually very calm and not taking their life into account, and tell them that you need to make some moves, because an opportunity will not... You won't be able to take any benefit from an opportunity if you won't act on it. Well, I'm giving you some random ideas. It is your application. You are the one who will tell me what type of an application you would want to have. I'm just giving you some ideas.
And I think those are really good ideas, because I think it's accurate that if someone's giving you the information, what are you going to do with it? And I think that's where... part of saying that's where further development down the line will continue, right? Because if you're having everybody take this and you're noticing that 7 out of the 10 people are struggling with work boundaries, then knowing that there needs to be, you know, more of those perhaps, you know, daily pieces, or there needs to be more of those scripts on there, or more of those mini courses that have to do with work boundaries, and it kind of evolves from that. So, no, I don't disagree with you. I think something needs to be done with it.
Right. So, yeah, you can actually stop me if I go like above and beyond or too complex with what you have actually thought about an application, because I talk to a lot of people, okay, and I can put up and I can mix up ideas, right? And you can
you
tell
me.
Well, I'm happy to help, but of course there are phases. First of all, what we were trying to do right now as Kim, we will come up with an MVP, a minimal viable product, just to test the waters, how the application is working, okay, and what type of users we are getting, and is the application working fine, or the people who are using our application are getting benefit from it, right? So this is the main purpose of the application, to benefit the end user, to improve their personality, their knowledge, okay, and their actions. Am I in the right direction?
Absolutely in the right direction.
Thank you. So this is like we will go with the first bit with some minimum options, okay, just to test the waters. Okay, and when we get all those positive responses from our end users, then we can actually come up with big bangs and we can include a lot of things in this application, because I see that it is like a lot scalable and a lot of things can happen. But of course, when a lot of things happen in an application, a lot of time, technology, functions, features are invested, and all of this comes with a cost.
That's exactly it, right? This is coming from an idea, and there's parts of the idea that, like, I'm really excited and passionate about, and there's
mm-hmm.
other parts where kind of evolve over time.
Mm-hmm. We can add a lot of ideas. Another good thing, if you work with Hoffmeister, is that we use open source code. Now, what's an open source code? It's a coding way, it's a way of coding, and a language that we choose. Even if in future, once the application is completed and it is deployed on the app stores and it's live and your end users are using and they are satisfied, and you come up with a great idea and you think that, okay, now is the time to upgrade the application and add this feature in it, okay? So you don't have to come back to Hoffmeister. You can go to any developing agency, okay, and they can actually use the codes that we have used to develop this application, okay, and they can scale your application. So we don't bound you with us. That is something that I actually love about my company, that we take no prisoners. We let our clients, yeah. We let our clients act freely upon their free will, okay? If they want to work with us, we are happy to provide our services. If they want to choose another agency, another developer, freelancer, anyone, and if they think that they would want to get maintenance from them, or they are actually hiring an in-house team, okay? So we tell them that you do whatever you want, okay? If you want to work with us, this is our prices. If you want to work with someone else, these are the codes. We will transfer everything to you electronically, digitally, through emails and other platforms. You can have them, save them, and whenever you would want to ask any developer to run some queries, okay, do some maintenance for you, run any testing for you, they can go ahead and do it, okay?
So what is the cost of
that? Okay, you would want to know the cost. For the only options, like the options that we have talked about right now, right?
Just for the things that we've talked about, or even just for the,
even
setting
just
it
for,
up, but like the daily and,
okay. When do you think you can actually start working on this application, and when do you want to complete it, if you can tell me this?
I can start working on it whenever I
okay.
figured out things, my first day of clearing out things, so I have time.
Right, great. Okay. So, well, our application, this application is not too, what I can say, difficult or have a lot of features, like, but yeah, we haven't talked about this one. Since we have spoken about user profile creation and some courses and everything, that will those courses and exams will be paid? A person have to pay a subscription fee or buy the courses? Or are they free to use? Will there be a cost? Will there be a cost to the courses that will be uploaded on your application, or they will be free for anyone to use?
No, I get the question. I guess I'm just wondering, your experience, what have you seen? Is there a cost that goes as you upgrade into the app, or is there an initial cost, or?
Okay, you didn't understand the question. Well, okay, I am inside an application, okay? I'm a user, and I'm using an application, okay? And then there comes an option, a tab, where it says mini courses. I click open it, and all type of courses are shown to me on the next screen. Now, I open that course, and it says this is about building character or learning manners or how to show empathy or anything, okay? And I take that mini course. It can be for $5 or it can be for free. If I want to take that course, if I want to learn about how to improve my empathy skills or anything like that, anything, will there be any cost attached to the course, or it will be free for any user to go and take that course and read it?
No, I understand your question. I get what you're saying. I'm asking, what do you normally see in this being your field? What do you normally see? Is there usually just the cost for an app, and then
mm-hmm.
everything inside of it is free? Is there a free app,
and
then
a free app and some charges? Well, every course won't be with a fee. Okay, what happens is that if there are a cost attached to the application, then you will get pretty low downloads from the app stores, because people are already paying. Why they should pay when they do not actually know what type of an application this is? So first, we welcome our users to a free section so they can actually download and install our application, okay? And then they read all the static content, which is like about us, our terms and policy, FAQs, all that knowledge base and everything, right? So they actually know now what type of work you guys are doing in the app, okay? And what the end user will gain if they continue to use this application. Now, after we settle an idea in our user's head, then we can actually go inside their pocket. We don't want to charge a lot of money, because if the prices go too high, a lot of people back off. So we can keep it like only for $5 per course, or $2 per course, okay? And if it helps like 5 people in a day, that's like $10 already. And I know that there will be more of it, okay? A person like me, if I'm getting something for like $2, $5, $10, I might take like 10 courses. But if I'm getting one course for $100, I won't take it. I'm spending $100.
No.
But I would want to see my value for money. Sorry, you were saying something?
No, I said that makes sense. Agree.
Okay, so we can actually a few courses we can actually leave for free. Okay, some very general knowledge courses, we can put up for free. So that will give our clients a good idea what type of courses they will be taking when they will be paying that fee for the course, right? Because of course, you are also putting up your life's work in those courses. You are doing your research. You are investing your time. So from my point of view, I would want this application to be able to pay you back in some way or the other, so you can actually afford its maintenance and hosting and all those pieces. You hear me?
No, I said it right. So, like what we're agreeing on is having for
A few additional courses. And then a few, after that, a few paid ones, not too expensive. Okay? So, if we have now, if we put up this section where a client or the user is making a payment within the application, we have to integrate a Stripe account or a PayPal account or a Google or Apple account. So your user can actually make the payment online and they can use the application easily and take all the courses. They don't have to wait for someone to deliver the courses and hard copy at the doorstep. So within the application, they can make a payment and purchase the courses, and they can take the courses and they can take the exams, and there is a short amount, a short fee attached to it, and they can make that payment using the Stripe account that we will integrate. So payment integration is there, okay? Now, I'm explaining you some features and functionalities. The first is like a welcome screen. Second is profile setup, sign in, sign up. Okay, and of course, if a user is signing in, they're setting their profile, then there is another option they would need to have is like forgot their password, right? Just in case they forgot their password, so they can actually reset their password after clicking forget their password, they will get a link to their email or their phone number. A code will come up in their phone. They can put up the code and they can enter a new password. So they can change their password. These all options come up when a person is setting up their profile. Going to a splash screen, sign up and setting up profile, then the dashboard where all this personalized content like about us, okay. FAQs, company policy, refund policy, okay, some scripts or some assessments can be displayed on the homepage and all those things. Some community support and progress tracking. If they are regular users, they can also see their progress tracking taking up on the home screen. After the home screen, there's a sidebar menu. If a person goes over there on the top left side, they click it, it slides open it from left to right. There comes daily reminders, interactive quiz assessment, courses, scripts, progress tracking, community and support, and settings. Okay? If they open this thing, daily reminders are like users can set up daily reminders for activities related to their personal development goals. For example, I'm an athlete, okay? So first thing I do is I wake up and I go to the ground and I do my bodyweight exercises, okay? Push-ups, pull-ups, cardio, okay? A person can have some different interests. They can do meditation, They can read books. Okay, everyone to his own. So they can set up their personal goals, and they can track their activities over here. So this will be a daily reminder that wake up at 6, read book at 8, do breakfast at 9, or whatever. Okay? And reminders can be customized based on frequency, time of the day, and specific task. So this can be their personal calendar for their personal life. No one is interfering in it. The other option is interactive quiz and assessment. Already discussed this one. Mini courses, we already discussed this. Scripts, you already told me about it. So progress tracking. Users, of course, since they are taking assessment, they are going through mini courses. They are actually are following with their scripts. So, of course, there will be a progress tracking option in this type of an application, which I insist. So users can actually track their progress and achievements across various activities within the app, such as completing quizzes, courses, or daily tasks. So they would know how punctual they are in their daily tasks, and if they are, whatever the courses they are taking and the assessments they have done, is actually helping them groom their personality.
Yeah.
Right, and visual representations such as charts or graphs provide users with insights into their growth and development. So we can actually have a like chart flow or bar flow, whatever you would want. We can discuss it at a later stage when we are actually about to working on the designs of this application or about to design this application. We have discussed community and support. And last section, users have access to settings where they can customize their app experience, manage notifications, update their profile, and review privacy preferences. Okay, so this is according to me with the information that you have provided me over the chat and over the call. This is the complete canvas or the design or the app flow that I have for you. These are all the options that I think this type of an application needs. If there is something that I have missed till now, you can let me know.
Oh, I mean, I think for right now, yes, that's what I'm thinking.
You don't worry. If nothing goes like verbal over here, I will document everything whatever I'm speaking right now.
Are you going to email it? That and the quote or...
Right. What I'm going to do is I will email you whatever I have discussed with you, okay, in a proper manner, more professional manner, because right now I actually skipped from point A, then I discussed point 3 with you, then I went to point 5, and then I went back to point 2. So I will send you a document where you will have point A, point 1, point 2, point 3 in a proper app flow situation, okay? How the whole application will actually work from login till sign out and all the options in between, okay? And I can just tell you with my experience and expertise, this type of an application can use about 3 to 4 months, 90 to 120 days. In
the
total,
general cost. I know.
Sorry.
But what is the? But I know you don't know what the exact cost. So what is the general cost of that?
For 90 to 120 days. Okay. So normally, we go about like charging $35 to $40 per hour. I actually open up our calculator right now, and we can see what rates we are getting. If I see 120 days have like 9 working hours each, and we multiply it by 35, it comes to 37,800. But then again, we are providing discounts, so it will come down to a lot lesser than this one. 120. This in the America is too much. Okay. I have some numbers with me, but like I have discussed the whole idea with you. I would want you to help me out with something. There's always a high end and a low end to everything. Can you help me with, of course, you are out here doing your shopping and kind of see how much an application will you be able to afford, and of course you would have a budget set up in your mind. So what does you think that this will be an amount and you would be able to start working on this project?
I don't have any idea, so that's why I'm wanting to know even just what the high end of something is and the low end. I know you don't have an exact price, but...
Uh-huh. Okay, so this application can take about 18 to 22,000. Hello.
3 days to complete, you said?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry, I lost you then. What were you saying?
And how many days is it to complete?
It's like 120 days. It's 4 months. And it's not something that you will be paying in one shot, okay? The work, how often is a work is like we have 40s. Right now we are in discovery phase. We are trying to paint a canvas in our heads. Okay, we are doing discovery. We are discussing all the points. Okay, and of course, if we onboard you, if you agree to work with us, we will provide you with a questionnaire. We will tell you to fill it out, and using the information that you will provide us, we will design a couple of logo concepts for you, and you can choose in between them, and we will design a mood board for you. So what you can do is actually you would know what font family we will use, what color family we will use, okay, and we will design 4 or 5 screens for you. It will be it's wireframe, or you can call it a mood board. We will design 4 or 5 screens for you just so you can know you are able to see the look and feel of the application, okay? And we will not do it once. You have like unlimited revision until you are not satisfied with the design, with the look and feel of the application. You will always ask us for a revision, or if you would want to change the font or the size of the font, the color of the font or anything, you can always tell us, and we will go back to our drawing board and we will make the relevant changes.
Well, then let's put this, because I have to run to another meeting. So let's put this, can you put this all together? And then you said you're going to email me something, or like, like what the next step is?
Okay. When are you available for our next meeting?
Hey, are you going to email me something first?
Of course, I will. I will send you a proposal document, okay, with a timeline and the code that I've given you, okay? With all the milestones, often is a work with 3 milestones, 40, 30, 30. Okay, so whatever the price I have quoted to you will be divided into 3 parts. Hello?
What is your availability then?
Yeah? Sorry, you're cutting off.
What is your availability on Monday?
So right now I'm available, and there are no schedules, no calls scheduled for me. What time suits you best?
Have you enough time?
Yeah, I have enough time. Same time is okay with you?
same time would work perfectly.
Perfect. So same time, Monday. Let's schedule a call, because in like writing down all the features and functionalities in a document, okay, providing you everything properly, it can take around like 24 to 48 working hours for me too, okay? So if you would want me to send you a document by Monday, I can do that. Or what we can do is I can send you a Zoom link, I can share my screen, and both of us can go through the document together, okay? And if there are any revisions, anything, we can do that in runtime, okay? And if there are any negotiations, so you can do that at that time. And if I'm able to provide you with anything, like if I can change the timeline or the code, I will have my head of department with me on that call. And whatever flexibility we have, we will try to make sure that we provide you with the best time and the best codes. And if you think that everything is going smoothly, we can sign the engagement form and we can start working on your project.
Well, I want to see. I want to see it first individually by myself. So
mm-hmm.
Do you need to push the meeting up to next week, or do we need to move it?
We can have the meeting.
That time to get.
We can have the meeting by Monday, okay? I'll do what I'm going to do is by the day. Okay, tomorrow is Friday. So Friday, until evening or before my shift ends, you will have the document ready in your email.
Monday morning, whatever works better, or Monday afternoon. I just want to see it before we start talking, so I have an idea that we are both on the same page.
Well, Friday is better for me to send you a document, because you will have 3 days to go about it. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you can see the document if you would want to discuss the features with anyone. Okay, if you want to discuss the idea with anyone, you can do it. You have 3 days. And we can have a meeting on Monday.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, just that. I'm giving you more days to go about it, to have a look at the document. If you need more days than 3 days, we can switch the meeting to another day from Monday if you would want to see that if it's Monday is not suitable for you.
Nope, let's keep it Monday right now then, and you have my email, correct?
Yeah, what I have is contact@connectclinicalgroup.com. Is this the correct email address?
That's it.
Perfect. Okay,
Tim. We'll see you Monday.
Sure, and thank you so much for your patience and time. And is there anything else you would want me to discuss before I let you go for the day?
You're very helpful.
Oh, thank you. You are very kind.
Okay. All right, I will talk to you Monday then.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.